Matthew.
Hi, this is Kayla Carr with Sheridan Honda. Life moves fast, so should your auto service. No long waits, no runaround, just fast, friendly service done right the first time. Don't take our word for it, our customers say it best.
I am always treated to friendly, fast service. Wouldn't go anywhere else.
I was kept updated and had my vehicle back before the promised time.
Exceptional customer service, all makes and models, same day appointments. It's not just a dealership, it's Sheridan Honda.
The Wyo Theater and Trident Theater team up for the fifth year in a row to present the cult classic, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Join us as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the release of the film, as we use a shadow cast of local actors to follow along with some of your favorite scenes. Callbacks, costumes, and props are encouraged during the performance. Join this sexy and spooky sci-fi party at 7 p.m. on October 30th at The Wyo. Check out wyotheater.com to get your tickets. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's do the time warp again. Rated R.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, October 27th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. Joining us this morning is Museum at the Bighorns director, Carrie Ettinger, and operations manager, Chip King. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Morning. Floyd.
You guys staying dry out there?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's the dad question I have to ask. As soon as it'll get cold, I'll say, cold enough for you? I'll throw that gem out there.
I think Carrie's got her wellies on, and I'm still in shorts and my slip-ons. So
slowly digging out sweaters.
Yeah, I've got my collection out as well. I'm kind of okay with it because I got enough sweaters to get me through about a week and a half without having to wash too much. Oh. So got the collection out. All right. Now, there's a lot of construction happening down there at the museum. Can you give us a little bit of an update on how things are going?
Yeah. We have the OSB is up all the way around. And so walls are sited. It actually looks like a space.
Wow.
And on Thursday, maybe Friday, they staged all the sheetrock. And I'm going to guess either today or tomorrow, they have their crew in there and they'll start sheetrocking the place. And it will be rocked and ready for everything that I know nothing of how to do, but tape and texture and all the mud and, you know, so yeah, they're really moving along.
Boy, it's a different skill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, I've seen a couple of videos of some individuals that are really good at that job and they can get it done quickly. It's impressive to watch. It's actually kind of fun to sit there and watch this construction happen. And my wife and I were walking the dogs the other day and there's a smell of a construction site, fresh cut wood, there's sawdust around.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much I missed it until I passed that guy who was doing work on his garage. And I thought, man, the smell of a work site ain't that bad.
Right.
You know? Yeah. When you do it when you're, I was much younger, I haven't done it in years, but I didn't realize how much I missed that. Now, rotating exhibits is something that you've talked about quite a bit, Carrie. How does planning for rotating exhibits with movable walls change everything? What are the movable walls?
Well, the movable walls is something that the museum owns and came from the Fifth Street location. And once we get the permanent flooring down in the back exhibit space, we will put up these walls in the rotating exhibit space to configure an exhibit space that you walk through. And these walls will hold the display for Jessamine Spear Johnson's photographs. So Jessamine and her sister Elsa, they attended the 50th anniversary of the Battle of the Little Bighorn. So we will show Jessamine's photographs from 1926.
Wow.
And some of the events that happened during that weekend. And this is going to open in January and run through June 2026. And it's part of the America 250th celebration, but it's also the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Little Bighorn as well.
How is this experience of watching this whole place transform been for you as you kind of joined the team?
About, yes.
Chip, would you say midway through?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if midway is appropriate. I mean, Carrie and I were still packing stuff out. First of the year.
Yeah. My first week, I was pitching things in dumpsters from the Fifth Street location.
Wow.
Old wood and things.
What's it been like?
Well, of course I know the background of what to do for the museum and programming stuff, but it's also the patience of getting through the process. And every day is not the same day.
Yeah.
We do not have regular everyday museum life yet, which some days I crave more than others.
Yeah.
And but it's also going to have a point where once we have things set up and we invite more people into that space, it's going to be like it's happening.
Yeah.
Because without Chip, without my board of directors, there's no way one person can manage all this.
Oh, no
way. I mean, or to step in to figure something out because you're trying to figure something about the history of the museum or something like that to get ahead. But it's exciting. At some point we will be there. It's hard to say when.
No, right,
but
yeah.
We work at it every day almost. Yeah.
It's a climbing up that hill.
Yes.
Step at a time. Chip, when you look at the end of this, are you really looking forward to it? I mean, this is almost kind of just, hey, this is normal, this is life now,
right? I am, in that this, I mean, it's all linear. I mean, I'm looking forward to the end of this particular step, this process, you know, point A, B, Q, whatever, you know, whatever, wherever it is we're at on this line. And to, like Carrie said, to have a regular, you know, museum day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I look forward to the day of, you know, someone wanting to, you know, bring something into the museum. Someone wants to buy something that, well, we don't have, we can order, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just the day-to-day customer service, you know, mm-hmm. problems. I've learned a lot in just year that this construction has been taking place. I've been through constructions. I've helped manage constructions, but this has been to put on the construction hat, you know, for 15, 20 minutes, and then, you know, Carrie and Jolie need help in the collection space, or, you know, one of the desk staff needs help up at the front desk, you know. Yeah, they're... No 2 days are identical at all.
And you're kind of looking forward to that, aren't you?
I am. I mean, I carry things in my backpack. We have like moved several times around in the basement only because we had a temporary space of storage.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're trying to get the collection space dusted and organized of how we'll want the shelves and everything to have an archival space so you can find things. That's a whole other thing to go through is to organize that space and upstairs. But I am also itching for some of these education programs to fall into a yearly routine. Like, I really want this YMCA after school program to take off, but I have to keep in my mind we're going to just do this once a month until we're settled. But that's only because that's my background and I know that it will, you know, fly.
Yeah.
But it's just being patient with our situation as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of people on the face of this planet who can sit back and say, well, I helped remodel and relocate an entire museum once.
True. That's very true.
Right. You're going to see a lot of resumes, and that's going to show up on very few. Now, when it comes to those moving walls, that's something that I'm really looking forward to, because a lot of times you go to a museum, it's always the same space. And so usually it's set up because there are a lot of exhibits that are very start at A, and then we're going to walk you through B, C, and D. With this, you can just literally move the walls to kind of guide us through an exhibit.
Right, right. And that's what we're working on now. I'm trying to pick, say, 12 to 15 of those photographs that I've had conversations with the Speer family, and then they fall into different themes, which is Desmond took photos of the reenactment that day. There were still regional tribe members that were alive. They were veterans of the war. I know. And then they also had an unknown soldier that was found in a field near Gary Owen. They did a burial for that unknown soldier that day. She documented that. Crow Rodeo was happening that day. So there's this wonderful colored photograph of a bucking horse and the jurors riding out in the field with the bucking horse, different time frame of rodeo. So there's a lot to show. And then thinking about how that is, that story or those themes help guide you through that exhibit with grasping enough information. And then also having the curiosity maybe to drive north and visit the battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanting a little more to see the site.
That's really what brought me into this country the first time, was battlefields, Fetterman, Bighorn.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah. And it was a trip with 94 Troop Command. And I happened to be the individual who had to kind of go around with the first sergeant, the colonel at the time. And they said, well, this is where we're going and this is what we're doing. And it was a very small unit, but we got to visit, very special visits, by the way. It was very nice. Got to go out to the actual battlefields on a private tour. It was absolutely amazing to see all that. And because of the voice, I had to read everything out loud for everybody. I think that's the only reason they actually brought me. But moving on, let's talk about Christmas Stroll this year, something that everybody's looking forward to. You guys are going to be open. What are people going to be able to see, purchase, and do?
You know, the store is going to be completely open. I already have Christmas items, holiday items coming in, some ornaments, books. Not much in the way of toys. Just trying to keep it as low key, because it's the first time that the museum has had this stuff in this location. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've got some ornaments coming in and some books that have come in, and then, they'll be able to come through and walk right into the exhibit space. And Carrie and I, in all of this planning of walls and what do we want up, where do we want it, that's been part of this past couple of weeks of planning.
So people will be able to actually see the space.
We will have the space open. And Yarick has told us that everything, the flooring and stuff should be done.
Oh, beautiful.
So we'll have the doors open. The temporary walls will be up in that rotating exhibit space, just to give you a feel of how the exhibit spaces will start to be built out through 2026. The photographs will be up in January, so you have to come back. That's always my intention, is to bring you back into the museum. That's my job. And then we'll have an activity table like we did every third Thursday. There will be paper ornaments that you can make with strips of paper, like three-dimensional balls and things like that. So that's our activity. Also, our friends at Reach Sheridan will have their sensory tent up in the other half of the exhibit space, since it will be wide open. And they, you know, give services to the autism community.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it will be a warm spot and have chairs and for families. And our board will be there to tell you what's coming up with the museum. Chip and I will be there. So there's somebody to talk to about the museum if you're curious. We will also connect with our fundraiser for the exhibit build out and that $50,000 match. And we will have history bucks gifts. So it's kind of like thinking about old PBS. If you give 10 bucks, we have a kind of a complimentary gift with those donations.
Like a mug or something.
Yeah.
Something's coming.
We also have a holiday stocking that is stuffed with some historical candies and things. Not that it's old candy, but you know what I mean.
Found it in the basement.
Yeah. Coal soap and things like that. So that's kind of our fundraiser for the end of the year and just welcoming the community to see our progress.
That sounds really fun. Like, there's going to be a lot to do in the museum during the Christmas stroll. You'll probably spend quite a while in there looking around.
I hope so.
Chip, when it comes to the things that you'll sell at the store, you and I talked about artisans a long time ago. Has anyone ever contacted you about that?
You know, we do have a few items. A former board member of ours has talked about maybe displaying some stuff, but I think really people are waiting to see what is taking place.
Yeah.
I really truly think that's the, you know, that's the wait, you know, the wait and see. We've got some stuff, some note cards that are printed that are Brian Kervin's watercolors.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I mean, some of the books that we have are local authors, and that young gentleman that just graduated high school, he's going to college in Idaho right now. Liam has produced cutting boards and inspirational signs and charcuterie boards. So, you know, I mean, we do have some things, but like actual, you know, paintings or drawings, artwork on the walls. No, we don't have anything like that. We are putting some of our own stuff up just to kind of fill out the space, the store wall space. And, you know,
we have a giant photograph of wrangling horses through TP Lodge entrance, wooden entrance way. I don't know. How long do you think that is? 8 foot?
Oh, yeah. It's 8-9 feet long. And it's 4 foot tall. And
so that's going on the one long wall.
Yeah. And then some of our photos, we're trying to tie in to Carrie's areas that, you know, she's got kind of planned in the exhibit space with, you know, the Bighorn Mountains and ecology and, you know, downtown Sheridan and, you know, ranching and rodeo and stuff. And so we're selecting some photos that that we can get printed out on aluminum. And we're going to put those up on the wall. And ultimately, I think the goal will be that we can sell those. But for the time being, we're just really wanting to fill some wall space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blank walls right now.
Yes. Absolutely. I don't think it's going to be too long before you get people trying to get their stuff up on those walls. All it takes is just them actually seeing that space.
Exactly. Yes.
But on that, I got to take a quick commercial break. More with our museum at the Bighorns right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Hey, Riley, remember learning about money when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, mostly how to spend it.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust is helping kids and teens learn how to manage it.
We bring financial literacy right into classrooms and organizations, totally free.
With interactive tours, materials, and real banking pros to answer questions.
Want to bring it to your group? Visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Building strong financial futures together.
Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Rapp Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
Help celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States by designing a flag for your Sheridan County community. Sage Community Arts invites designs from each of the 14 cities and towns in the county. One design will be chosen from each to begin flying the first week of January. To enter, scan the QR code in this week's Country Bounty for a link with format information and to submit your design. This contest sponsored in part by Sage Community Arts and Sheridan Media.
The Jack Lopes Explore podcast.
In one of the off-the-cuff moments that we know and love Floyd for, what did he claim probably didn't exist, but we all pretend it does to seem smart? A, YouTube bunch of mechanics.
Oh,
B, Bermuda Triangle. C, smart fridges, D, Australia.
Jack Lopes Explore at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Bighorn's director, Carrie Ettinger, and operations manager, Chip King. Bighorn Museum at the Bighorns. I don't know why I skipped that entire part. Getting ahead of myself, Chip. Now, fall and winter hours have started, right?
Yes.
Can you remind listeners just exactly when the museum is open? And if they were to kind of pop their heads in, Chip, could they see what's going on in that back space? I'm not trying to get a lot of looky-loos in there for you.
Sure, but, right.
But people get curious.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, first of all, we are closed on Sundays and Mondays, and then the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, that said, come, you know, some holiday hours and stuff like that, you know, we're going to be adjusting those. So, yeah, closed Sunday and Monday, open 10 to 5 the rest of the week. As far as coming in, taking a look in the back, right now there's a big sheet of plastic up there, just trying to keep the dust down as much as we possibly can. And like I said, in the first section, you know, they're going to start sheetrocking and taping and texture, and so there's going to be tons of dust. So probably the next couple of weeks, probably not be able to, you know, peek ahead back in there, but you know, we always have. I mean, if someone comes in and they're really, truly interested, you know, maybe it's a local and they've got family visiting in town or something like that. Sure, you know, we'll take you back there. I mean, it is just a great big, huge, open, you know, box. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a room that is, I don't know, 50, 60 feet wide and 60 feet deep. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a great big, huge open area is all that it is. But yeah, I mean, we're more than happy to show people what's going on back there. Not a problem.
Chip, over the years, with the museum at the old location, was there like a very dramatic drop in visitors as the seasons would change?
Yes. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. There would be, there would be weeks, not just a day, but weeks of maybe one, two people.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, we would go the entire year with, you know, 3,000, 4,000 people.
My goodness.
You know, the new location is, we have hit that. Well, we've surpassed that in just 4 months.
And that's just people coming into the gift store out of curiosity.
That is just people coming in.
Yeah, we have a mini exhibit up.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
The 171 North Main Street, then the Woolworths, which people love to talk about Woolworths.
Yeah, that 1888 diorama. And, you know, all of that is going to stay. It's just going to shift, you know, into the back, into the, you know, downtown, you know, Sheridan area of the exhibit space. But yeah, we've had people just coming in, looking around, looking through, popping their heads into the back. And yeah, we've, in just for that purpose, exceeded numbers that we had up on Fifth Street.
Expectations are high, Carrie. But I think with everything going the way that it's going, I think that all of those are going to be met, if not exceeded, especially probably within the first excuse me, year and a half. Everyone, your locals are going to be like, my goodness, what's going on down there? I got to go check it out. But I think that changing exhibit is really going to keep people coming back.
And programming, yes, and related programming. And we will always be part of Downtown Sheridan Association's events, like the Thursday. We just did Monster Mash this Saturday.
How was that?
Well, we had 806 kids and families walk through the lobby, get stickers and candy, look at the diorama, ask what's going on. It's very exciting to see.
That's fantastic.
So, yes.
And now when it comes to those events, you know, the museum is kind of a unique organization being involved in those types of things. Usually it's commerce. Now you're going to have, when you're downtown and you're taking part in these events, checking things out, supporting our local businesses, it's almost like the museum's going to be a respite of history, kind of just pop in, walk around, and then you never know, that might end up turning into the entire afternoon.
Respite of history. Wow.
We might have a new logo.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it helped.
Floyd's copywriting out right now.
Now, can you describe the purpose of the Museum Minute segments here
at
KRO?
Yes. So that started in September, thanks to an anonymous sponsor who gives funding for the whole year to Museum Minutes. They are on Tuesdays and Thursdays during the 7 a.m. News hour. And we started off with the history of 171 North Main Street exhibit. And I kind of just picked different aspects of it and talked about it. And it's not that much of a writing challenge, because at the Land Trust I did Throwback Thursdays on the Facebook page, but you just kind of condense it down. So it's considering what is the most important part of that history to highlight. And then just inviting people to the museum and reminding them that we're working through construction, but to come visit us.
Yeah.
And then October, we looked at all our local history books, like Ty Flume. We have In the Shadow of the Bighorns, which is a lot of Sheridan's local history, and tried to highlight the local history books. Just to get people to poke around the store a little bit more, but also just, you know, considering what local history new to the area, I'm hoping that you pick up a little bit if you're listening to the news hour, but it's a way to get part of the client, talk about the exhibits, even, you know, how are you picking out things for the exhibit areas as well. I'm hoping to throw more of that in as we move further into that, but just little bits of information.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, my first gig in radio was kind of just making sure that the buildings stayed up. But I got to listen the entire day, and there was always this little segment, This Day in History in Wyoming.
Oh, yes.
And that was
yes.
always one of my favorites. So I can almost guarantee you that this is going to end up being a favorite for folks throughout the entire county, if not the entire state, because who doesn't love a quick little insert of history in their day? Give you something to think about. On that, I have run out of time with you guys this morning. It's always great. You know, when you guys have a grand opening of everything, I would love to have you back before you have that. We'll just dedicate the whole show to everything that's going to be shown up there. I think that would be fantastic.
Cool.
Run through the whole exhibit space.
Thank you so much.
Thank
guys.
You for Thanks having us.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Hub on Smith.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kayla Carr with Sheridan Honda. Our customers are our number one priority. I'm excited to tell you about Coffee with Kayla, which is held every second Friday of the month. You're invited to ask questions about your vehicle, learn the importance of vehicle maintenance, and give your feedback and recommendations. Discover how to receive exclusive discounts on maintenance and repairs with our brand new customer loyalty program. Join me for Coffee with Kayla every second Friday of the month from 7:30 to 8:30 at Sheridan Honda.
Listen here for two of the best employment opportunities available today. Decker Cole is currently hiring a mobile equipment operator and a utility oiler. These are day shift positions with excellent benefits you would expect from an established company like Decker Cole. Experience is preferred, but they will train the right person. Interested? Stop by the Sheridan Workforce Center and fill out an application. Decker Cole Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're hunting in bear country this fall, some reminders. Keep attractants in camp inaccessible to bears. Bears who find food rewards often come back. Bears are packing on fat for hibernation, so keep a lookout for signs of bear, tracks, scat, digging. Think about hunting with a partner and pack out your harvest as soon as possible. If you have to leave it, try to hang it up or be able to see it from a distance. And remember bear spray. It's effective, so keep it handy and know how to use it. Sponsored by the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's Jamie, Armchair Aggers from Carroll's Furniture, quarterbacking from my Lazy Boy in the Carroll's Furniture and First Northern Bank Pro Football Pick'em. We're throwing down in the KRE Morning Show. Here's what happened.
You want to do Survivor picks? I guess we can do one more game in the Survivor.
Oh, yeah, let's do Survivor. Yeah, let's do Survivor right now. What do you think, Jamie?
I might do the Chicago-Baltimore pick in Chicago. Oh,
I like that. Oh. Yeah.
That's a last place pick right there.
No.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Hey, Melanie, can I have that one?
Turn it around.
Jamie's going to use the other side.
That thing is not pointed.
Yeah. Hey, it's Magic Melanie with First Northern Bank. Play along with us this week for a chance to win $100 in Anheuser-Busch merch from Bighorn Beverage. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em banner on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com and tune in every Wednesday morning to KROE 103.9 FM at 7:40 to hear our picks and all the banter.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends at their First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. Our second part this morning, our guests are Katusha Quintana, Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Director AJ Evans, and Shelter Board Member Paul Della Rossi. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning.
Paul? How you been?
I've been well, Floyd. It's good to see you.
It's
again.
Great seeing you back in the house.
Right. Yes, it is.
I like having you on here. You and I spoke about that art exhibit the last time.
Yes, we sure did.
Absolutely.
It's had a wonderful, wonderful response in the community.
I was so glad I didn't have an idea of what was going up until it was up.
Right.
And it was a beautiful surprise. AJ, we're heading into winter, my friend. If you can believe it or not, we're already there. How have adoption numbers looked throughout the summer, and what are they looking like now?
You know what? We had a couple of tremendous months. So September, we had a total of 26 adoptions, which is amazing. 10 dogs, 16 cats. So far this month, and it's only the 27th, we're up to 29 adoptions, where we've adopted out 9 dogs, 13 cats, and 7 small animals. You know, we're the dog and cat shelter, but those little critters that keep on coming.
The ducks. You guys have had ducks, a goose, lots of chickens.
Lots of chickens. And you know, that's how my chicken coop started out, with the first chicken from the shelter. I still have her 3 years ago. Her name was Chap. Anyways, now I'm up to 13 hens and 3 roosters. So yes, that's how it all started. Currently, we still have 3 little gerbils. So if anybody's out there looking, you know, for a little guy to adopt, all the other small animals have left. And of course, we have dogs, cats. We have 107 available animals right now.
Little critters like that are, in my opinion, great first-time pets. You know,
yes.
It kind of teaches them the responsibility, being there on time to feed, water, clean. And then you move up to a dog. And I think that's kind of exactly how I followed it. You should have seen a look on Katie's face when she came home and saw Gertie, that little puppy, sitting on the couch. Yeah, it was fantastic. And that's a feeling that never, ever disappears. Last time I spoke with your people, adoptions were down.
Uh-huh.
What is going on? Because we'll have these high highs, but then we have these really low lows.
You know, there's really no telling. And, you know, we've done the research. We do all the reading. I mean, as you've done your research, there is really no telling. I mean, nationwide, they're up, then they're back down.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We're just grateful. I mean, you know, people come in and they look, and we encourage them to come to us first. Because, you know, our adoption rates, they're very reasonable. You know, we're talking from a $200 puppy. You can't even get a puppy spayed and neutered, vaccinated for the adoption rate you pay. Microchipped, you know, we're talking $10 for a small animal. I mean, they're very, very reasonable.
If there was someone that you would suggest to a family right now looking for a dog over there at the shelter, who would it be?
You know, I can't pick sides. I mean, the dog people, the cat people, they'll be mad at me for doing that. But, you know, every Monday we have Favorite Pet Monday, and you'll see who I'm holding tonight. His name is Ducky, and he's very, very sweet. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Katusha, can you share how you and Julio first became involved in hosting this big gala for the shelter?
Well, when we were building the ballroom, we were talking about that we would like to host an event for our community and do something good for our community. And we both love animals, and we know how great of a job the board and the shelter does. And so we decided to do a fundraiser for them.
So when you were sitting there looking at that ballroom, you thought the shelter could use this space?
Yes.
I've never been in the ballroom. Could you describe it for me?
It's beautiful space with chandeliers, and we just love seeing dancing in there, and we love to see good things happen there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got this big, beautiful area, and I love how you're like, you know what, let's do something for the community with it. How did, you know, what does it mean to you to be involved in something like this? Because I know you love animals. And if I remember right, a lot of this had to do with your mother's love of animals as well.
Yes. So my mom passed away when I was 17, and she always wanted to have a shelter back in Moldova, but didn't have a chance to do it. So that's why it has a special space in my heart. And I love animals, and I love to help the shelter.
I think it's fantastic. It's almost like you're doing this in memory of mom, you know?
Yes.
And that is great. Now, when does planning for this massive event actually begin?
January 1st, 2025.
Is that when you sit down with a note and pad and just start?
No, that day actually I didn't want to think about the gala, but it started right after. Sometime in January I already had ideas what we're going to do this year.
Yeah. Do you have a whole hat full of ideas that you're just waiting to pull out?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, are you able to share this year's theme?
Yes, we announced it not very long ago. So the theme of this year is Red Carpet Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's you can be a music star, you can be a movie star, you can be a sports star, or you can just dress up nice and come join our event.
So I could dress up like a rock star, leather head to toe.
Yes.
Big punk hair.
Sure. Yes.
That's fantastic. Are you going to hire fake paparazzi? Kind of.
You'll have to see. You'll have to show up.
Now, the gala will be held at your home again this year. How long does it take to set this big, beautiful ballroom up? I mean, when does the... Don't think there's construction involved, but I hear that there's been some pretty big things inside of there.
Yes. We start decorating way ahead. And luckily, I have my biggest help is Jeannie Peterson. She's amazing. And this year, we're also going to have Candace Swanson helping me. We'll transfer the ballroom and we'll go with that wonderful theme of Red Carpet Hollywood.
Now, how was last year?
It was amazing. Circus scene was really difficult to beat for me. Like when we were thinking about the scene this year, but lots of people were dressed up. Everybody had a great time.
How long does it take to clean up that party?
A few days.
Little laugh.
A few days. A few days.
It's like you get this, you know, like an old soldier who's seen war look in their face when you think about cleaning up a party that big. You're like, oh my goodness, a couple days of going in there.
Yeah, luckily we have good help. So, but yeah, it takes a little while.
Now, do people volunteer to help out with this? Are a lot of people kind of standing in line saying, hey, I want to be part of this?
Yes, we have a lot of donors and volunteers, and we're so grateful for them because without them, it would be impossible.
Yeah, all that stuff going on inside that space. Now, do we have ticket information?
Yes. So tickets are $175 per person, and it's include all night entertainment from 7 p.m. to 12:30. We have martini bar, wine, and beer. And this year, we'll also have whiskey and cigar room
for
an extra charge. But let me tell you, my husband Julio went to Nicaragua specially for this and picked the cigars from there. And I hear that cigars from Nicaragua are really, really good. So the tickets you can buy at the Wyo Theater or at Shall We Dance.
Boy, a whiskey and cigar room. Paul, you know how long it's been since I've been to a whiskey and cigar room?
About as long as I have. What do you say? Let's go. Let's do it.
That sounds like a good time, doesn't it?
Right.
I absolutely love that idea, kind of given that it's like an extra little jewel in that crown, you know, an experience that you don't get to have very often here in Sheridan County. And you guys are making it available for us while at the same time raising money for a fantastic cause. AJ, what does it mean for the shelter to receive this kind of support year after year? I mean, I remember you and I talking about the first gala. It was fantastic. We were excited about it. Inside, I was like, maybe next year. But now it seems like, you know what? This might be something that just happens year after year after year. What does it mean to you?
Well, to me, for one, when I found out what the theme is this year, I was excited because last year I had a hard time. You know, you go online and you're like, okay, circus, and you try to pick your costume. And then, of course, the costume I wore, I'm sure there were like a dozen others wearing the same thing, you know, getting it on Amazon. And then this year she told us the costume. I'm like, oh my goodness, an idea. So I got with my mom, my foster mom. I said, Mom, what's the history behind this dress? So she's overseas, so I sent her a picture of it. And she says, you know, I still have a picture when you wore 26 years ago, Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
He says, it still fit you? I'm like, well, I sure hope so, because I don't want to buy anything. So I'm, you know, it's one of those dresses that I've worn like a handful of time over the course of, you know, 26 years.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to dig it back out of my closet and just, you know, shine for the shelter.
Absolutely.
So, and these guys really year after year, they have stepped it up. I mean, just last year, over $7,000 more were raised last year than the year before. And knowing these guys, they're just going to go bigger and better. And, you know, that really allows us to take really, really good care of our animals and give them the best home in between homes.
Yeah.
So, and that's all we're trying to do.
Yeah. Katusha, is there a little bit of pressure each year when you're like, oh man, how am I going to, like you said, you know, you look at the circus and you're like, how the heck am I going to beat this?
Yes, but there's lots of ideas out there and I think we're going to do great.
It's always great to kind of have that little fun challenge too, though.
Yes.
I mean, I could imagine how fun that is. Now, what parts of the event tend to really stand out to guests, AJ? And I'm asking you specifically because in a way, you kind of get to go there, let your hair down, and be a guest a little bit. What really sticks out to you about these events?
Well, you know, I'm an early riser. So this year, I've been pondering, I will go. You know, of course, I cannot not go.
Couple cups of coffee before.
Well, you know, I just went to a Halloween party a couple of nights ago, and I wasn't sure I was going to make it to church yesterday morning. So that's how bad it's getting. I don't know if it's age or is it just my routine. I just get up really early, you know, at 9 o'clock, I'm usually lights out. So, but no, it is extremely special. You know, just the opportunity for me to attend something like this and make a presence, you know, to our sponsors, donors, adopters, you know, we advertise ahead of time. And I think even for those that can't go, because, you know, you are targeting a certain type of people, you know, to come out. And I know everything that comes with the ticket price is very generous. What's been offered, the entertainment, the food, the drinks. I mean, it's tremendous. But just to be there, just, you know, and then being able to accept the check for the shelter in the end. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those unbelievable experience getting to be part of it.
What do you think, Paul? Because this is a tremendous amount of money spent by the Quintanos every year to put on this event, just to raise funds for the shelter.
It's really quite remarkable. Katusha and her husband, Julio, are dear friends, and I am stunned by their commitment to the community, to the dog and cat shelter. And I've just heard for the first time, Katusha, I did not know this about your mother. That's a wonderful honoring, as you said, Floyd, of that. It's a wonderful honoring. The Quintanas and the sponsors cover the cost. So I think, as your listenership should understand, 100% of the ticket price goes to the shelter, not 25% for this and 14% for that. 100% of the ticket price, and I'd like to talk about that for a moment. It hasn't been mentioned, and I love the food that is there, and the food is amazing. I mean, this is a true event.
A true top shelf
event. A true top shelf event. And folks who say, well, you know, maybe I can't afford to do a sponsorship, but I might buy two tickets, but we're going to be away. They could purchase those tickets and give to a friend or their next door neighbor or somebody who has an animal that's from the shelter. It would be, or for employers to think about this. Yeah, we'll buy four tickets and give them to our employees, or employee of the month, or like that. So it's really a gift. It's not just a ticket to a show. It is an event, and it's an evening that's pretty darn special, Floyd.
And it's something that you're not going to really get.
No, sir.
Too many opportunities to
no,
do.
No. That it is really quite something. Katusha and is sort of like Cecil B. DeMille. She goes big with these productions. Goes big.
Now, when we look at, is there a deadline for when I have to have my ticket?
No.
Okay. So individuals who want to grab that ticket, where do they need to go?
You can purchase tickets at the Wire Theater or at Shall We Dance. And the sooner, the better, because, I mean, we have a limited capacity, so don't wait too long.
Yeah. Just off the top of your head, maybe you know, maybe you don't. What is the capacity of that building?
Well, about 200.
Only.
Only.
Say that, yeah. 200 folks coming into the house. That's pretty amazing. What role does the board play in supporting a big event like this, Paul?
We're cheerleaders for the Quintanas and for AJ. We also are actively involved in selling the sponsorships and spreading the word like this. You know, I think everybody has had the opportunity to either through themselves to have involvement with the shelter. It is our job to continue that effort to make sure that we get the word out to everyone in this community that these animals that we have up there can change your life. I've been the beneficiary of that twice with two dogs that have come from the shelter, and they've changed my life.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to get on the board. I said, you know, you could write a check, do more than write a check, get involved with it. And the other members of the board are exactly the same way.
I love how you said that.
Yeah, thank
you. We could write a check, but being involved, that's where it really hits you in the heart.
Yeah.
And you have very faithful people up there at the shelter who walk with those animals every day, don't you, AJ?
Yes, we do.
And those folks are absolutely pivotal to getting those animals out. If people wanted to volunteer up at the shelter, something that I've talked about in the past, you and I have touched on this, but there's never enough. How would I do that?
You either stop in and fill out an application or you can go online.
Okay. Now, for individuals who may want to attend the gala, but they just aren't going to be around, a lot of people leave town. Paul had a fantastic idea. Gift. Mm-hmm. This is a great gift for, I mean, could you imagine getting a pair of these tickets as a gift? And that's an entire experience that you get to take part in. Is there other ways that people could help with the gala, maybe donate to the shelter, anything like that, if they're not going to be able to attend?
We always can use more volunteers and would love to have some help. And if anybody would like to volunteer, please call me direct. My phone number is 307-752-7704.
All right. You don't mind if I print that, do you?
Sure.
All right. Fantastic. That way we can get as many people up there having a fantastic time while also supporting a great cause. I want to thank all of you for coming in this morning. It was an absolute
thank
pleasure.
You thank you for your support of
thank
the shelter.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right. Oh, you bet. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You know what makes a big difference in life?
I know, making smart money choices.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with local schools and organizations to teach financial basics.
They make it fun and interactive with free materials, bank tours, and real conversations.
And we tailor everything to fit your classroom or group.
I want to get started right now.
You can learn more at efirstfederal.bank. First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
At Wyoming Rehab, our mission is to keep you moving, playing, and living life to the fullest. Our expert team at Wyoming Rehab specializes in physical, occupational, and speech therapy, offering personalized care that gets you back to the activities you enjoy most. Schedule a free screening with our team of kind and compassionate experts at Wyoming Rehab and leave with treatment recommendations. Call Wyoming Rehab at 307-674-1632 or visit SheridanHospital.org to learn more today.
The Wyo Theater and Trident Theater team up for the fifth year in a row to present the cult classic, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Join us as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the release of the film, as we use a shadow cast of local actors to follow along with some of your favorite scenes. Callbacks, costumes, and props are encouraged during the performance. Join this sexy and spooky sci-fi party at 7 p.m. on October 30th at the Wyo. Check out wyotheater.com to get your tickets. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's do the time warp again. Rated R.
Double, double, dream and trouble. I need space on the double. My crafts, my tools, my plan. A shop o' miniums where it all began.
She shed, hideout lair. Your space if you dare. Brew up your own kind of magic at Synergy Shop o' miniums right here in Sheridan. Call Sheridan Realty Associates, then add a dash of me time. And stir.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Dreaming of homeownership? Habitat for Humanity's homeowner application cycle is open October 1st through October 31st. This round of applications is specifically for a home in Ranchester, Wyoming. So if you're looking for an affordable path to homeownership and want to live in Ranchester, this opportunity could be for you. Visit SheridanHabitat.org or call 307-672-3848 to learn more and apply. Don't wait, the deadline is October 31st. Habitat for Humanity is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Dress up your pet. Take a photo and enter it into the Petoween Photo Contest at SheridanMedia.com. You'll have a chance to win $100 in chamber bucks from Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty and a $100 gift card to Shipton's Big R. You can enter one time each day through Halloween night. Winners by most votes. Petoween, presented by Shipton's Big R and Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty. Enter now at SheridanMedia.com.
Coast to Coast, weeknights at 11 on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM.
K-R-O-E.